بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم اما بعد عن ابي الدرداء رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ليبعثن الله اقواما يوم القيامه في وجوههم النور على منابر اللؤلؤ يغبطهم الناس ليسوا بانبياء ولا شهداء فقال اعرابي قل لهم لنا نعرفهم قال هم المتحابون في الله من قبائل شتى وبلاد شتى يجتمعون على ذكر الله يذكرونه. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah will resurrect certain groups of people in such a state that their faces will be radiant with light. They will be sitting on mimbars of pearls and others will envy their lot. They will neither be from among the Anbiya, the prophets, nor from the martyrs. Someone asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for more details about these people so that he may be able to recognize them. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, they will be people who belong to different families and different places, but assemble at one place for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they are engaged in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. يَجْتَمِعُونَ عَلَى ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ يَذْكُرُونَهُ, that they are gathered there only for the purpose of remembering Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala give us tawfiq to be from these beautiful groups of people. In one hadith it is mentioned, إِذَا مَرَرْتُمْ بِرِيَاضِ الْجَنَّةِ فَارْتَعُوا, when you pass by the gardens of Jannah, then you must graze to your heart's content. Then someone asked, what is the garden? وَمَا رِيَاضُ الْجَنَّةِ قَالَ حِلَكُ الذِّكْرِ. Someone asked, what is meant by the gardens of Jannah? Then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam explained, gatherings for performing the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Towards the end of time, we find with the dhikr of Allah ta'ala, a person, his stomach will get full. There'll be no food, we'll just take the name of Allah ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will fill his stomach up. With the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala will give the Muslims victory in battle. So inshallah we engage in the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for a